is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
All right, it's that time once again, and of course I refer to time for another Celebrity Afterlife Report. Still the only show on the internet gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebs. It's a happening place, the afterlife is, with people from every period of time up to the present day intermingling. That leads to a lot of action to report on. That's why this report exists, and why I, the celebrity medium, exists. Be tight all about it. You probably heard that Adam West recently transitioned to the next world. He knocked around showbiz for years doing cowboy movies and TV shows, you know, not getting much of anywhere before he hit it big as Batman. Yeah, I guess that was pretty big. It was a hot show when I was a kid. But he found it difficult to get jobs after the show ended. Because if you ever saw the Batman show from the mid-60s, it was pretty silly. It was very silly. And I guess he had that sort of taint attached to him. So he did the meet and greet circuit for years. He did, celebrity shows and car shows and that kind of thing, along with Burt Ward, who played Robin. And then finally, he started getting work doing voiceovers for stuff like Family Guy as the mayor of the town Quahog. And he arrived in the afterlife a few days ago, and there was a big crowd on hand to greet him, as you would expect, because as dumb as that show was, a lot of people really love it. I was nuts about it when I was a kid. Loved the Batmobile on that. And speaking of the Batmobile, in the crowd was George Barris, who called himself the King of the Customizers. He is the guy who made the TV Batmobile. Nifty little car there. It was actually made out of a Ford. It was like a Car of Tomorrow kind of deal that they used to take around to auto shows. And then when Ford was done with it, Barris had it. And he got a call from the producers of Batman. And he had like 6 weeks to make a Batmobile for the show. So he took the Ford Futura and he kind of jiggered it around. And he ended up with the Batmobile. So he showed up in a duplicate of the original to Adam West's greeting ceremony, and he drove Adam around in it for a while, delighting the crowd, or so I am told by my afterlife paparazzi contacts. Adam West, they said, he looked just like he did on the show, because that's how it works in the afterlife. Everybody looks as they did at their adult best, if they made it to adulthood on the earthly plane, of course. Well, he's probably going to end up getting a lot of work, God knows doing what, but I think we can expect to hear a lot out of Adam in the coming weeks and months. Speaking of, superhero types, Sir Roger Moore, who played James Bond in a record 7 movies, we talked about his arrival last week, I think. It was last week. He has accepted the offer that he got to appear in the untitled movie currently in production, which stars Gilda Radner as a reluctant superheroine. Now, rumor has it, because we don't know a whole lot, that he's going to play the head of a secret government agency which recruits Gilda's character to protect the free world from threats. The plot is Gilda's a mousy secretary. She's driving home one day. She goes past a secret government facility. There's a burst of radiation. Turns her into a superhero. So if he's going to play the head of the agency, I guess the agency, they've realized that this burst of energy made her super, and they recruit her. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Rumor also has it that his part in the movie, Sir Roger's part in the movie, is a bit of a parody of the Bond movies, in that Moore's character is kind of like M, Bond's boss. You know, some little cutesy stuff going on there. But again, rumor. The story goes that Gilda's husband, Gene Wilder, and of course they were married in the earthly plane, and they're married again in the afterlife. He took Sir Roger out for dinner and convinced him to take the part. Now, as of this moment, we don't know the name of her character or the name of the movie itself. or when it's scheduled to be released. It's still in production. Actress Glenn Headley also just arrived in the afterlife. I'm really not very familiar with her work, to be honest. I apologize for that. But I know she starred in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. She was in Mr. Holland's Opus with Richard Dreyfuss? Yeah. And Dick Tracy with what's-his-face there. You know, good old what's-his-face. It'll come to me eventually. She was 62. Now, here's the weird part. Pretty much everybody, every celebrity who shows up gets a big welcoming ceremony. Sometimes it's a small crowd, sometimes it's a big crowd. And they're typically really happy about that. They go out there and they're kind of hammy and they have a great time. Glenn Headley refused a big welcoming ceremony. She was, I guess, backstage on the welcome area, whatever it is there, the reception area. And they explained to her, we're going to bring you out. And she said, no, thank you, that's fine. She said she preferred to be known for her work than for her real self. She wanted people to appreciate, you know, the part she plays in movies. And they were like, are you sure? Because there's a crowd. And she said, no, you know, I'm fine. Just tell me where I need to go and, you know, to live, and we're good. So James Brown, who's the unofficial greeter to the stars, had to go out on stage and make some excuse why she wasn't there. It wasn't a huge crowd, but they were disappointed. I'm told there was no booing or anything like that. It didn't get ugly, but they were just kind of like, you know. Because apparently, from what I've been told, this is kind of a hobby for some people in the afterlife to attend these welcoming ceremonies. You know, it's like people would go, if you're getting a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, there are people who attend all those ceremonies. Same kind of thing. People go to these, and they try to get pictures of the actors or the stars or whoever, you know, whoever it is. So it was a little bit of a letdown for the crowd, but that's the way she wanted it. So they honored her wishes, and that's the way it was. Jimmy Pearsall, baseball player, outleaguer? Is that even a word? Played the outfield. Started in the majors in 1950, and he was legendarily bipolar. Although they used to call it manic depressive. And he wrote a book, and there was a movie made from the book, and they both had the same title, Fear Strikes Out. And I'm trying to remember, what's his name? Boy, there's a lot of what's his names this week in the show, isn't there? Who starred in Psycho, you know what I'm talking about? I believe he played Jimmy Pearsall, and it was kind of, you know, we didn't know as much about mental illness back then as we do today, so it was a little over the top, as I recall. They had him being really, you know, really goofy. But in real life, he once came to bat wearing a Beatle wig and pretending to play his bat like an air guitar. So I think the impression I get is that Jimmy, once he became known for having a mental illness, kind of played it up, figured, well, that's my gimmick, I'll just roll with it. He ran the bases backwards when he hit his 100th home run. He ran them in order, but he ran backwards around the bases. I remember reading a long time ago a story. Somebody said, hey, you know, your next home run is going to be your 99th. And he said, well, I'm going to make sure people know about it. So he ran the bases backwards. And yeah, they knew about that. He also, at least on one occasion, talked, and I'm making air quotes with my finger there, talked to Babe Ruth behind the monuments at Yankee Stadium's center field. People over the years used to think that those monuments were headstones, that like Babe Ruth and, you know, those people were buried in center field. No, they were just monuments to their memory, but they were not buried there ever. But he was standing there pretending to talk, or apparently pretending to talk to Babe Ruth, or maybe he really thought he was talking to Babe Ruth. I don't know. Anyway, he got to the afterlife about a week ago. He almost immediately got signed to George Steinbrenner's revived Yankee team, which, yeah, okay, you know, you'd kind of expect that. He never played for the Yankees on the earthly plane, but he's on them now. He did play for the Mets, though, which is where he did the air guitar on his bat thing. Here's where it gets interesting. He has been invited to appear on the Babe and His Bullpen radio show. Longtime listeners will know that Babe Ruth is a shock jock. He's considered the Howard Stern of the next world. He's kind of a scumbag, from everything I've been told. Never heard the show, of course. But he likes to bring in people who don't know his reputation. which would be why he's bringing in Jimmy Pearsall, who just arrived in the afterlife. He brings him in, and he kind of sets him up, gives him a big intro, and then they proceed to kind of ridicule him and jerk him around, and it seems like he tries to get them basically to storm off the show. So the smart money says he tries to piss off Jimmy Pearsall. I'm not sure when he's booked on the show, but I think it'll probably be in the next week or so, because his MO seems to be to get people on the show before they find out what the show is, right? So he's going to have to do it pretty soon before Pearsall starts hearing the stories about the Babe and his bullpen. Okay, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm going to lock the studio and go home now. I'll be back next week with another episode of the Celebrity Afterlife Report for you. In the meantime, between now and then, I would love it if you would talk this show up to your friends, your family, strangers on the street, homeless guys you happen to meet, people working the cash register at McDonald's, anybody you encounter. You can, of course, find the show on iTunes, in the Google Play Store, and every once in a while, if there's a full moon and a month beginning with R, occasionally K-Chung Radio, 1630 AM on your dial in Los Angeles plays it. That's where you can find it. It's free wherever you find it. Also, give it a thumbs up or a like or a kiss or whatever they're calling it on that particular social media platform. I'd appreciate that. I'll see you back here next week. I am the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM, 818-3-MY-DREAM, 818-369-3732.